This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu arrived in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. This is his first visit to India since assuming office. During the visit, he is scheduled to hold high-level meetings with President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior officials of the Indian government. Muizu will visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi before holding bilateral discussions with PM Modi at the Hyderabad House. Late on Monday, he is scheduled to meet Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and President Draupadi Murmu. Accompanied by First Lady Sajida Mohammed and a high-level delegation, the Maldives President will be visiting Agra on Tuesday. He will also be visiting Mumbai and Bengaluru for business engagements. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements have been put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, a voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. After peaceful conclusion of voting process, now electronic voting machines have been kept under three-layer security in strong rooms at different districts. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on the 18th and the 25th of September and the 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. The Indian Air Force, IAF, conducted a mega air show on the Marina Beach in Chennai today. The scintillating air show is being held as part of the 92nd anniversary of the IAF, observed on the 8th of October. Fighter jets, including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar aircraft, participated in the thrilling air show. The Surya Kiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team showcased the operational capabilities during the show. Later, talking to Akashvani News, one of the spectators described watching the air show as a wonderful experience. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutional cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets till September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 57,724 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. They also invested 1,299 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 59,023 crore rupees last month. This comes after three consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup in Dubai, in the Group A fixture, Indian women defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets. Chasing a victory target of 106 runs, they achieved the target with 13 balls to spare. India made 108 for 4 in 18.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored 32 of 35 balls and Jamima Rodrigues scored 23 of 28 balls. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur retired hurt after scoring 29 runs off 24 balls. In cricket, the first T20 international between India and Bangladesh is underway at the Madhav Rao Sindhya New Cricket Stadium in Gwalior. Bangladesh was 7 for 1 in 1.1 overs when reports last came in. Earlier in a two-match test series against Bangladesh, India achieved a convincing whitewash, securing the 18th consecutive home series victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin. Thank you.